to Tay-Tay Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is John Largent. Going to forego my usual introduction. Just want to, as we are recording this, this part of the country, luckily here in San Antonio, we dodged a bullet as far as Hurricane Harvey goes. We got within 25, 27 miles of the eye, but we were on the west side, so we got little to nothing. We got some wind and a little bit of rain, but fortunately here we were fine. However, the fine folks in the coastal Bend area, which includes Corpus Christi, Rockport, these are all places I'm familiar with. Excuse me. Victoria, on into Katy and Houston, and now into the southeast Texas area of Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange, up through east Texas and southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles, Sulphur, just throughout this entire region. Hurricane Harvey has been devastating. From a sports perspective, which really isn't important during this time, but for those of you not in this area, you know, you see it. I mean, I've been there too, where you see things and you're detached from it. But these are people I know. These are people I love. These are family members, friends, college buddies that are suffering right now. It is a devastating situation, the most rain in the history of recorded storms in the U.S. And if you're familiar with the Houston area, it's very low, you know, from a sea level perspective. I think it's 30 feet above sea level. Same thing with the coast. You know, this storm has been really interesting because it hit the coast around Corpus Christi with some pretty devastating winds, and the rains were, in some parts, were minimized. But as it came on shore, the rain on the, if you're a weather geek like I am, you know that hurricanes typically the brunt of the wind comes on right near the eye, but the rain is always in the northwest quadrant, and you saw how big this storm was. So just to give you perspective on Texas's size, Corpus Christi to Houston is, I want to say 250, 300 miles. And so it was, and it still is. The waters are still rising in Houston. As we record this, the storm has moved slightly east. There's a pocket of area in Texas called the Golden Triangle, which is Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange, which combined is, you know, 750,000 people in that area. And they're being devastated. They don't have the infrastructure that a place like Houston does, nor will it get the press. The same thing with Lake Charles, Louisiana, and the same thing with Victoria and Rockport, Texas. You know, my heart goes out to all these people, and I'm going to ask you, as the Tailgate Nation, if you can just pick up your phone right now, dial or text 90999 to Harvey or 90999 to Red Cross, and it will make a $10 donation and add it to your phone bill. It would go a long way to help this entire area. It really has been Been devastating. I know I've used that word several times in this short introduction, but I'll tell you that when it's people you know, people that you're trying to contact, people that are trying to contact you, and you know, you're far enough away, because even San Antonio to Houston is 200 and some odd miles, 4-hour drive. So it's spread out, but this storm was so huge. We have shelters in San Antonio and Dallas, and in other parts of the state. The governor and the president have obviously been doing what they can, along with federal and state and local authorities, to help this. But I have to tell you that one of the most amazing things I've seen is that people are coming from all over the state and all over the country, bringing their boats and just trying to help each other out. And, you know, when you look at that, and you look that there's no prerequisites to being helped. If you need help, you're getting it. Young, old, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, gay, straight, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. If you need help, you need help. And what we're seeing in the Houston area and beyond, in the Corpus Christi area, and soon to be in the Beaumont, Texas, and Lake Charles, Louisiana area, is the need for assistance, for help, for resources, for clothing, all kinds of things. And so if you are listening to this anywhere in the world, you can text 90999 and the Red Cross. Just type in the word Harvey or the word Red Cross, and $10 will be donated to their cause, and they really need it. I don't want to harp on this the entire show, but I did want to start the show because I do think it's important. And you know, anything you can do, and we have been triaging different people to get them to certain places and trying to help, and you know, it's just a moving target. And if you don't live on the coast and you haven't experienced something like this, and I know in the past flooding has affected the Midwest, it's really at some point affected everybody in the United States, but this storm is still just pounding the entire area, and it's sad. And an officer in Houston lost his life yesterday, going to work to try to help. Family of six were trapped in a van, got caught in the water. They lost their lives. The toll of lives are going to go up as the waters start to recede. But before they recede, they've got to rise, and the rivers and things in the area are still rising. So it is it's a sad, sad thing. And I don't mean this to be a downer. You come to Tailgate Radio to listen to stuff about sports and food and tailgating and all those kind of things. And those are fun, and those are relevant most of the year. But when something like this happens, especially no matter who you are and where you are, but when it hits close to home, it's particularly disturbing. And I wish everybody in Houston, Corpus, the entire Gulf Coast, everybody in the path of this terrible storm, wish you safety, health, and the ability to help a neighbor if you can. And we're doing what we can to help friends and neighbors we know in the area, and I hope you will do the same. And we'll hope for the best. This the cleanup and the need for volunteers is going to last for years, not weeks, not days, not months, but years. And do what you can if you know somebody in the area, or even if you don't, do what you can to help. We'll be back. As we talked about last week, we did our top 20 to 11 tailgate locations, and this week we're going to do in college football, and this week we're going to do 10 through 1, and Stick around with us. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. You know, this time of year is almost like when I was a kid at Christmas time. You've been waiting for it all year. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season kicks off this weekend. It's finally here. And there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. Yeah, that's $1 billion with a B. With DraftKings, there are so many ways to play. Choose between public contests with cash prizes or private contests where you compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you can play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code TAILGATE to play DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code TAILGATE to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here. As we talked about last week, we did the 20 through 11 top college football tailgating spots in America. We're going to start the countdown at number 10 this week. And number 10... is the loveliest village on the plains. I'm talking about Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama. Again, the criteria for my top 10 and my top 20 for that matter, are these are places that I have been before and that I experienced, and I've heard of places that I haven't been before, and it's not a reflection. If your school gets left out, it's not a reflection on your tailgate traditions. That probably haven't been there. I've been to a lot. I've been to over 100 university tailgate events at 100 different universities, but I haven't been to all of them. So back to my list. Number 10 is Auburn. Now, I spent some time at an Iron Bowl a few years ago. It was an amazing experience. It was a little more volatile than I was expecting. I didn't realize how deeply the hatred between Alabama, who we'll be talking about later, I think, and Auburn runs. And people were there like on Tuesday for the game. It was on Saturday, I think. It was either Saturday or Friday. I can't remember if it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's been several years since I've been there. But Auburn knows how to rock the tailgate party. And they open up the tailgating spot in Auburn the day before, which is unusual. Most universities, if it's a noon kickoff, they'll let them come in at 6 or 7. If it's a 3:30 kickoff, usually by 8. If it's a night game, usually by noon. But not at Auburn. They allow a full day and night's worth of tailgating. So that is my number 10, just from my experience there. It got a little rowdy, got a little out of control. But I'm sure that at other times, they are quite nice. I'm going to stay in the SEC for number 9. Number 9 is one of my favorite towns, period. Athens, Georgia. The University of Georgia. The Bulldogs. It's got to be... overall, as far as college towns, man, it's got to be in the top 2 or 3 in the whole country, just because the town revolves around the school and town in the downtown area, and the campus are like in and right there together. Athens is the state capital of Number nine in my list, we're going to stay in the Southeastern Conference, and it's got to be one of my favorite cities in the entire country, and probably, if it's not the best college town, it's certainly one of the top two or three. I'm talking about Athens, Georgia, the University of Georgia, the Bulldogs. They're one half of the world's largest outdoor cocktail party that takes place in Jacksonville on the landing there. But the folks in Athens, the game day atmosphere in Athens, is it's crazy because it's like the university and the downtown area are like right beside each other. So you have the campus there, and then you just walk across the street or two or three blocks for all the bars and music, and the town embraces the university completely, and I think vice versa. The university supports the town, and it just makes for a great atmosphere. The food in Georgia is awesome. Still feel like, and I will say this as a married man that's way too old, there are some of the most beautiful co-eds that I've ever seen. So I'll just leave it at that. University of Georgia. And I like Uga too, the mascot. He's badass. I like when he bit that guy. Was somebody from Auburn that he tried to take a bite out of? YouTube University of Georgia mascot bite opponent or something like that, and it'll probably pop up. Number nine on my list is the University of Georgia. Number eight is Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. I've been to many games and many tailgates there. The whole university is steeped in tradition. Everything from the midnight Yale practice the night before the football game, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's practicing cheering at midnight on Friday night. They go to the stadium, and I don't know, 25, 30,000 students just walk to the stadium and gather and go in, and they don't have cheerleaders, they have Yale leaders, and they're, you know, they're males that are in these white, looks like mechanic uniforms. I'll probably catch hell for saying that, but that's what it looks like to me. Again, not having attended there, I don't know what they're actually called. But so the Friday night experience is great. The stadium, and I have not been to it's not a new stadium, but they have torn down and added enough seats to make it the largest stadium in the country for college. I think it used to be Neyland Stadium in Tennessee, in Knoxville, and now I think it's A&M at like 117,000 seats or something like that. It's crazy. But the parking lot at College Station is sprawling, and it's right on campus, so there's tailgating going on by campus buildings. There's huge parking lots where tailgate takes place. I love the brisket. The trinity of tailgating, and I would say barbecue culture in Texas, are brisket, ribs, and sausage. Now, I don't know if any other state put sausage in the same category with their other, but brisket, ribs, and sausage. And the College Station area, this is not a plug, I don't get paid, but Slavicek sausages is a company there in the Bryan College Station area. And of course the fine folks at Kielbasa in San Antonio. You see a lot of Kielbasa out in the parking lot. But cool atmosphere. A&M's a great school. I could say some other things, but I won't. But they're number eight on my list. Number seven on my list is the second half of the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, and that would be the University of Florida. And I've been to one game there and had one of the best times that I've ever had. It doesn't probably get as much hype as a lot of the other schools in the area, but Gainesville is just a fun place to be. And it's hard to describe, because Florida in and of itself, I mean, it's hard to get to. It's just a long, narrow, skinny state, and it's in northern Florida, which makes it a little easier than getting down to Orlando or Miami. But you know, the Gators have a great tradition, great football tradition, great food tradition. It's really more chill than most tailgate parties. I think the expectation is to do bigger and better and more over the top, and they don't do that at Florida. It's all just kind of it seems to be less organized and more just more organic, I guess is the right word. But had a blast there, and of course I did spend some time in Jacksonville. I don't guess you can call it that anymore, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Or they don't want it to be called that anymore. I still call it that because that's what it is. And the Georgia-Florida rivalry is a fun rivalry. It's not a mean rivalry. And I saw a lot of Gator fans and Bulldogs tailgating together. And just makes for a better time. A lot of good storytelling and an exciting environment there in Gainesville. But my biggest experience, been there once and then been to the game in Jacksonville a couple of times, and always really nice people and a great tailgate environment. Number six on my list is in the Midwest, and it's probably under the radar for most people, but my number six tailgate is the University of Iowa. I love Iowa City. It feels like I'm going to a carnival. It is so much fun. The people are great. The food is just down-home American good comfort food, and the atmosphere on game day is crazy. They love their Hawkeyes, and I don't blame them, because it's a fun the other thing about it too is in Iowa in October, November, it's cold, and it feels like football season, and it's you know, it wasn't overly complicated. Cornbread, beans, steak, pork, burgers, dogs. I mean, it was just essential, quintessential, as my good friend Jeff Dockery says. Quintessential tailgating food. But again, I'm all about the environment that is inviting. And the University of Iowa is another place where they open up the parking lots the day before. So you can NASCAR tailgate all weekend long, Friday, Saturday. I don't know if they let you stay on Sunday or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if the fine folks at the University of Iowa and Iowa City Police Department didn't let that happen. But number six on my list is the University of Iowa. Love the Hawkeyes. Number five, staying in the Midwestern part of the United States, I love going to Michigan. University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. When I think of college football, I think Michigan. And the Big House is one of those storied stadiums that as a kid you always saw on TV. You never got to experience it as a child. You didn't even really maybe know where Michigan was on a map when you were little. But going up there, spending time. Ann Arbor is actually in a great location. And I found that being in around, they were, again, much like Iowa, the food was rather simple. It wasn't a complicated tailgate. And I just go back to the fan experience. People just allow you to come in and be a part of their family and be a part of the experience on game day. I think University of Michigan has a second or third largest active alumni association behind Penn State and maybe the University of Texas. And they come back. You know, a lot of them don't live in the area. And it was fascinating to run into people from California, Hawaii, Texas, the East Coast, New York, that all went to school at the University of Michigan because the university has such a prestige to it that going and being part of the tailgate experience before a football game in Ann Arbor was certainly, and again, love the cold weather. Oftentimes in the South, in the Southeastern Conference, the Big 12 Conference, Conference USA is mostly in the South, Sun Belt Conference. Some of these, you know, you don't get to really experience a cold weather tailgate. And in Michigan, you certainly do. And that's why, among other reasons, it's my number 5 tailgate spot for college. Number 4, let's go out west. I have been to one game and I've been to one tailgate, and it was on a boat. And all I can say is University of Washington does it differently. I find that people from the Pacific Northwest are different anyway. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They're just different. And Seattle's a different kind of city, and the University of Washington's a different kind of university, and the tailgate, or the sailgate, some people call it, you know, you're right there in the harbor. And the other thing that's really interesting is that the food is seafood, which makes sense, but you just don't think about those things until you start busting out the lobsters. Don't do a lot of tailgating on a boat. And had a great time, and we'll do it again, hopefully, sometime soon. Number 3 on my list is Ole Miss. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about Ole Miss because Ole Miss gets all the press in the world about being the best tailgate party in the country. I loved the Grove and loved watching it, loved participating. But all of the high-end tablecloths and china and the antebellum dresses, to me, and again, this is to me, don't hate Ole Miss fans because I love you, but it seemed to be a little contrived. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but it didn't seem as authentic because it was more like putting on a show than actually tailgating. There's no doubt that culture is amazing. There's no doubt that it's one of the must-see tailgate experiences in the country. And I had an immensely good time. Not going to make it my top choice because I do think that it's a little over the top for me. Again, my personal preference. So that means I do have a number one that's not Ole Miss. My number 2, I wish I had a drum. I could do a drum roll. My number 2 spot is the University. Actually, it's a tie. I'm looking at my list, and even as we're going live here, I'm vacillating. So I'm just going to make it a tie between LSU and the University of Tennessee. And I have my reasons for both. LSU is debauchery. And I mean that in the most sincere terms. It is over the top, but not in a showy way. It's a down and dirty Cajun way. And the booze flows freely. The crawfish, the etouffee, the gator, the menu is just unbelievably different. It's that Cajun menu that you just don't get every day. And thoroughly enjoy it. The people can be rowdy. They can be obnoxious. They have a reason to be. I mean, they're one of the best programs in the country, and Baton Rouge, let's face it. You know, you're 70 miles to New Orleans. You've got to prove your worth as good Cajuns should, that you're worthy of that spot, and they deliver every time. It's 12 hours of tailgating before the game, and it is one of those places that you'll go and you'll never forget it. It doesn't necessarily mean you want to go back the next week, because if you're not familiar with that kind of experience, it may be over the top for you. Maybe too much. You may not be able to handle the tailgating, is what I'm saying, at LSU, because it's the food and the booze, and that's what it's about. And it's one of a kind, and it's completely different than the other tie at number two. And I know that's a cop out, but my other number two is Knoxville, Tennessee. University of Tennessee participated in the Vol Walk. I actually did a Food Network special on the campus of the University of Tennessee. I got to spend some time with the late Pat Summitt. She took me into her office. Those of you that don't know, she passed away last year after battling Alzheimer's. But she is the winningest coach in all of college basketball. Is a legend, will always be a legend, and to get a personalized tour of her office and to go out on the basketball court with her was amazing. Also, at the time, and I know this is going to date me, but got to spend some time with Coach Philip Fulmer at the time, hang out in the locker room with him, got to see the pep talk before the game when they went out and destroyed whoever it was they were playing. It was homecoming week. It was an experience I'll never forget. And just watching the interaction between the fans and the players, being on the sideline, listening to 110,000 people sing Rocky Top. The food was fantastic. Some great chefs in the parking lot there. Tasted a little bit of everything. Definitely got the Tennessee flavor, and a tie. I'm just going to have to call it a tie between LSU and Tennessee. And my number one college tailgate location in the country is a little place called Madison, Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin. I got to spend time with the governor of Wisconsin, tailgating with the governor of Wisconsin, and watching and seeing in November how to tailgate in cold weather. I saw dumpsters used as grills. I saw cars being used as grills. I saw grills being used as beer dispensers. I saw everything and anything. Brats, cheese, curds, steak. Camp Randall Stadium, everything around that place. It's interesting because you tailgate before the game, then you go back to watch the game, then you come back out and tailgate till the morning. I don't know what else to say about the University of Wisconsin, because it is a strange layout. There were multiple companies out there that catered to the tailgaters. And when I say cater, I mean literally catering. You know, they're a perennial top 10 team every year. And so the fan base is amazing. They have some of the same. It's really a mix of everything in Madison. You have a little bit of LSU. You have a little bit of South Carolina. You've got a little bit of Tennessee. You've got a little bit of the Grove. You have some really high-end tailgating that takes place there. But it seems authentic. And it seems real. And the people in Wisconsin are real. And the fans and the alumni and everybody at the University of Wisconsin made me feel like a Badger. And that's what you want in a tailgating experience. So my number one tailgating spot in the entire country is the University of Wisconsin. Hope I didn't make too many people angry with my list, but it's for fun. Relax. We'll wrap everything up with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Nation, college football kicks off this weekend. I can't wait. That's why I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. You know, buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy, and it's with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. Two taps. That's what I said, two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices. Fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. You know, I have downloaded the SeatGeek app. I've got it on my phone. It is one of my essential go-to apps. You know, I recently bought tickets to a Texas Tech game. This week, I bought tickets to a Texas A&M game. I'm going to be in Lubbock. I'm going to be in College Station. I'm going to be staying around the Lone Star State a bit this first month of football season. And the easiest way, by far the easiest way, I found to shop for those tickets is through SeatGeek. I can be anywhere, and with just a couple of taps, I can instantly find seats, and it has made my ticket buying experience so much easier and so much more fun. You know, SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find those amazing deals you're looking for. And to get the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for you and your tailgate club for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. And right now, you members of the Tailgate Nation, you're going to get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code TAILGATE today. That's promo code TAILGATE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. There's not a better way to buy tickets anywhere in the world, but do it, and do it at SeatGeek. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. That's SeatGeek. Download the app today. Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. Hope you enjoyed the top 10 tailgate list and the top 20 overall. I want to remind you as well, if you can, if you have an opportunity to text 90999 to Harvey for Red Cross relief effort. They'll take $10 off your next phone bill and apply that to a donation to the Red Cross. The folks in Texas and Louisiana definitely need your help, and would certainly appreciate that. Do it as a tailgate club, do it as an individual, just do it because it's the right thing to do. And this is a, as I've said earlier, obviously you could tell we recorded the top 10 list before the storms hit and before we knew what was going on. The tone of the intro and the outro were definitely different than the tone of the list of the show, and we'll get back on track next week. Hopefully we'll have some good news from relief efforts and things going on in and around the Houston area and Corpus Christi and Louisiana, and as the storm continues to make its way up through, I guess, Arkansas and Tennessee, and you know, this time next week it'll hopefully be dissipating to the point that it's just a regular event. But want to thank you again for indulging. And again, please, 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 if you can, just it's super simple. Text 90999 to Red Cross or Harvey, and they will direct you on how to make a quick $10 donation that you won't even feel. It'll just be on your next phone as a donation, and we certainly would appreciate it. As we say here every week, keep the drinks cold, the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
We turn up, have fun, and stay real. You feel?
You know, this time of year is almost like when I was a kid at Christmas time. You've been waiting for it all year. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season kicks off this weekend. It's finally here. And there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. Yeah, that's $1 billion with a B. With DraftKings, there are so many ways to play. Choose between public contests with cash prizes or private contests where you compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you can play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code TAILGATE to play DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code TAILGATE to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.